The Lord be with you.
Great
to be gathered here once again here at Peace Lutheran Church. Just want to thank you off the bat for adjusting. That's kind of the theme this morning, flexibility, adjustability this morning at Peace. We were going to be outdoors, but we're going to be inside. We're safe. We're not going to get wet in here, and we're not going to get cold either. But we do have a special worship planned here this morning with some special music. We got guitar, and the choir is going to start us off with some an exciting piece. And we're going to be inspired today to think about the second chances that we have in life that we're given, even those third and fourth chances. How do we respond in those second and third chances that we're given? Even more importantly, inspiring is, how is God going to respond in our second and third and fourth chances that we move forward in life? I do have some announcements to share with the congregation before we begin. The first is that I want to share with the congregation, some of you might have seen it in a prayer chain that went out, that Svenja came down with an illness this week, and the illness is requiring Christian to be with her this morning. They are doing better here this morning, but we're going to uplift them in our prayers this morning for better health for Svenja. Also of note is that this Wednesday will be a new way of doing Tables of Peace. Usually we're at different homes and we have different hosts. This time we're going to gather Wednesday here at Peace at 6 p.m. Please bring a potluck dish to share with everyone else and a drink as well for yourself. After that opening time together, we'll kind of separate into groups and go into different sections of the church to have a short discussion that's been already prepared. So that's this Wednesday, and everyone is invited. You didn't even have to sign up to take part in this. This Wednesday at 6 p.m. And then the last thing is that I got a really tough week ahead, and Vicar Dollar, we got a really tough week ahead. We're going to Cannon Beach. So, yeah, it's tough. Someone's got to do it. It is the Oregon Fall Pastors Conference, so we will be away. If you have any questions or any pastoral concerns, you can reach out to the elders of the church. Any questions for the church, Callie will be here, so you can reach out to her as well. Other announcements to share? Ellen.
Couple of things. First of all, the directory revision is out on the round table in the narthex. If you could take a look at that, make sure all your information is correct so that when we reprint it for everybody to have a new version, that your information will be correct in there. Also, the blood drive is coming around again, October 18th here at Peace from 1 to 6. We need about 30 more donors to sign up, so feel free to go online and put your name down. I also need volunteers to help on the day of the drive. They would be just visiting with the donors, making sure there's food there and juice and drinks for them. Also, cookies. We always need cookies for the blood drive. The people that come to our blood drive, always the same people come because they know we provide such good snacks for them afterwards. And I hear a lot of comments from the donors in appreciation of the good food that we have there for them. So thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Mal?
Yes, I want to give you a little update on the parking lot. As you know, I've been kind of the watchdog over it. It hasn't been a very hard job because the contractor's doing good, the engineer's doing good, and that part's going fine. They will be able to pave on the first day that was going to be scheduled for tomorrow. I'm sure if the weather stays the same, they'll have to pave it later. And then after that, they will put up curbs and mark it. Because of the lack of support financially, we've had to cut a few things. We won't connect up any water to irrigate new trees or plantings back there. We found a shortcut to eliminate some lighting, and I think what the substitute will probably be adequate. And there isn't very much we can cut out. The goal was, now I'm speaking, that was my report to the physical situation. I'm not part of the financial part of paying for it, but I do know that we are not a bank. We're a church. We pay our bills. We hire competent people that deserve to be paid. And we don't normally go into debt to pay things. That's me speaking. And me speaking still, I'm recommending that since we had 30 parking spaces when it's marked, and that we've raised the money, that equates to trying to raise $90,000 for 30 parking spots, means each one's is $3,000. My recommendation is when they get them all marked, we put cones up there to give access to the parking spaces that we paid for. So if we had, for instance, $15,000 raised, then that would equate to 5 parking spots. So we put our cones and ribbons blocking off 25 spots and leaving 5 spots open for parking. That's good. That's my personal, I'm kind of disappointed to see us faltering in the, it's easier than going out and digging up the ground. So,
and I'll add something there, Mal. We've got a team that's going to be addressing this. The council just met right. This last week. So there's going to be a team that's going to put together a plan.
Personal recommendation.
Yeah, right.
So there's, I hope the team can find a better way.
Yep, they will.
Thank you.
We'll figure it out. We're going to start with a positive note here with our choir coming forward to sing. We Will Walk in the Light. If you're a choir member, please come on down.